Blog Talk Radio.
Top Flight, we in the build, yeah. We in the build, yeah.
We got London lit on the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase up the money, I wanted the finer thing. I was a king for 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody stayed. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody stayed. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley Coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Now all I want is my name. In the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis. In all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it. And I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord tonight. Bless the Lord. How many of you know tonight that Jesus is the only way? Hallelujah. Praise God. He is the only way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you listen to the words of that song, hallelujah, amen. I say when I started, I tried to do it my way. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this was a game I ain't know how to play. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had to give it over to Jesus. Praise God. He's the only way. Jesus said it like this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. He said, no man will get to the Father except, hallelujah, by me. Praise the Lord on today. We thank God for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in to the revival. Hallelujah. That church won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are at night 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we continue, let me go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit move tonight in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it fall fresh.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord, we ask you for that fresh anointing on tonight, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, in advance for everything that you're about to do. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy tonight that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. We cast away destruction on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. And we bind it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Man of God, Apostle Elder Curry has been bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. Amen. For 8 nights he brought forth the word, and then the women, 3 nights in a row, they brought forth the word. He brought forth the word last night. And if you missed it, he brought forth the word this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Wow.
The Lord told us this morning that we are blessed. Hallelujah. Despite our situation. Hallelujah. Despite what's going on around us. Despite what our bank account looks like. Despite how people look at us. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Despite how you look at yourself. Hallelujah. The Lord told us that we are blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord put in my spirit of word for tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll be bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. I didn't get a chance to call you, Apostle. Hallelujah. But I want to ask if you'll, take the service from this point. Amen. And just do the testimony service. Praise God. If you don't mind, man of God.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Come on, put those hands together. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
man,
Lord.
How many of you still feasting off of what God did for us this morning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God is an awesome God. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, you know, we can never praise him enough for what he do for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just thanking him this morning. Tonight, Glory, are we thanking him tonight? Glory to God. God is going to show up and show out tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to give a too fiery, too hot, glory to God, hallelujah, testimony, glory to God, concerning God, hallelujah, his goodness, hallelujah. So, amen. If you got a testimony on your lips, glory to God, that you want to share, amen, with us tonight, amen, by all means, amen. Let it go tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, amen. Is there anybody that would like to testify to the glory of God right now? Hallelujah. The line is now open. Glory to God. Is there anyone that would like to come forth? Amen. Well, let me kick it off. Amen. To the anointing of God tonight, amen. To all of the saints of God. Amen. I just want to thank God for his keeping power. Hallelujah. I want to thank God tonight, amen, for life, for health, and for my strength. Thank God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. How he keep on making a way out of no way. Hallelujah. How he keep on blessing. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him for his joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory joy, joy that the world can't take away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank him. Thank him. We want to thank him. Hallelujah. That he always show up at the right time. Glory to God. His timing. Glory to God. It's impeccable. Glory to God. Just thank him. Thank him. That he's always able to outdo himself. Amen. God is never limited by what he has done. He can always do more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank him tonight for being who he is. Hallelujah. Just for being awesome and a wonderful God. And for being a loving God. Hallelujah. And I thank him that he is always proving himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I want to thank God
hallelujah.
For another night.
Yes,
God. Thank God for the don't be ashamed wherever you go.
Amen.
Hey, don't be ashamed.
Amen. Well, somebody give God praise for that testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Amen.
You're breaking up on this one. You're breaking up.
Who are me?
Brother Bob.
Me on this? Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I think that's Brother Bobby breaking up over.
Amen. Amen. Well, come on, saints, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to shortchange God tonight. Hallelujah. Because he don't shortchange us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Is there another testimony tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Is somebody that want to give God praise tonight? This is your chance, hallelujah, to give God glory and honor tonight. Is there anybody else?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If there's none, amen, hallelujah, we want to make way for the word of God tonight. Amen. It is an honor and a privilege. Amen. To get a chance to bring forth the man of God tonight. Amen. My dear brother that I know that God speaks to him and he stay in prayer. Amen. And so that's a blessing, hallelujah, that he only moved by the anointing. So tonight, come on everybody, and then put those hands together. And give God a great big praise for the man of God. Elder, Andre, glory God. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise for the man of God tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all for tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God on the night. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's truly a blessing to
yes,
be
yes.
on the line. Truly a blessing, amen, to be able to give the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
I want y'all to go to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2. We're going to be reading from verses 1 through 10. Praise God. The Gospel of St. John. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading out of the old King James. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay.
It's very important. The old King James. So, hallelujah. The wording, amen, praise God, is very important for this message. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it said, I'm sorry?
You got the Old Testament, man?
No, the New Testament, the Gospel of St. John, right after Luke. Praise God. Coming out of the old King James verse. Hallelujah. When you have it, say amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, and the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Praise God. Now, I need to stop right there because I need to explain, hallelujah, what's going on. So it's the third day of the week, praise God, hallelujah, and there's a marriage, hallelujah, in Canaan, hallelujah, praise God, and Jesus' mother is already there, hallelujah. Now, first, I have to explain to everybody, hallelujah, what's going on with this wedding, praise God, because it's not the wedding like we're used to, praise God. It's not the traditional wedding like we're used to. Hallelujah, amen. You know, the traditional wedding we have is maybe 15 to 30 minutes, and you have a little, amen, food in the foyer. Praise God. Then you run off to your little honeymoon, and everything starts back over tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in a Jewish, amen, traditional Jewish wedding, and especially at this time, the marriage lasted for about 3 weeks because it wasn't a ceremony, so to speak. It was a celebration. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the wedding would last anywhere from 3 weeks to a month. It was a party that just would not stop. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. Because it was a celebration of the joining of a union. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is a celebration of two people starting their life together as one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm. When you start together as one, how many of you know that means, hallelujah, you're starting something new? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus, my scripture says, the mother of Jesus was there. So there's a party going on, and Jesus' mother is already there. Mary is already at this party. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, hallelujah, both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Praise God. That word called means invited. Hallelujah. Praise God. At the time when the King James Version was written, hallelujah, there were only about 1,500 to 1,800 English words, amen, in the New Testament. Praise God, is in Greek, and there was about 3,000 to 5,000 Greek words, hallelujah. So the guys that was translating the Bible over are trying to find words to best describe, amen, what they'll read. Praise God. They're trying to find a word to fit, hallelujah, where there is no word. Praise God. Hallelujah. At that time. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they use the word call, hallelujah, where we now have the word invite. So Jesus and his disciples were invited, hallelujah, to the marriage. They had an invitation, hallelujah. They were requested to come. Praise God. That's important to know. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says in verse 3, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to pay attention to some things because I know in the past we've been preaching, even in the New the new versions of the Bible. That's why I wanted to go back to the old King James, because in the new translation, the new English, and the new international version, it would read, when the wine supply ran out, the mother of Jesus said to Jesus, they have no wine. But in the King James version, I want you to pay attention to the noun and the pronoun. The noun is a proper name. The pronoun is not a proper name, used to describe a proper name. If you know your English, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So it says, amen. Now look at what it says. It says, Jesus and his disciples were called to the marriage, and when they wanted wine. So who are they? Hallelujah, praise God. Who is requesting the wine? Because I was taught, I'm going to tell you what I was taught growing up. I was taught, hallelujah, that they ran out of wine when they came to Jesus and said, Jesus, we don't have no more wine. Hallelujah, praise God. But from what I'm reading in the old King James for myself, it says, Jesus and the disciples were called to the wedding, and when they wanted wine, hallelujah, they could only mean Jesus and the disciples. Stay with me. Don't lose me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus and the disciples wanted wine. Why else would they? Watch this. It says, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Why would Jesus' mother say to him, they have no wine, unless he's the one asking for the wine? Y'all, Lord have mercy. Praise God. Now I want to take time to say, hallelujah, this is not an invitation for you to go out and buy a bottle of wine. Hallelujah, praise God. This is not an invitation to say it's okay for you to drink wine. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. This is a symbolic thing. Watch this. Later on, hallelujah, amen, praise God, Jesus would take a cup of wine and say, this is my blood, hallelujah, which is shed for you. Hallelujah, drink this in remembrance of me. So the wine stands for something. Hallelujah. If the wine stands for blood, watch this. There is no life without blood. Lord, have mercy. So the wine, hallelujah, stands for life. I love somebody, praise God, hallelujah. When Jesus and the disciples are requesting wine, they're not requesting wine, they're requesting life. Let me explain, life. When you went to a party in the world, and some of y'all still go to them, I know you act like you don't, but we still go to some of these parties, praise God. If it ain't no alcohol in the party, it's a dead party. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If it wasn't alcohol at the party, the party was big. Hallelujah. So I want you to picture Jesus coming into this court. Hallelujah. There's music playing. There's people dancing. Hallelujah. There's food on the table. Praise God. But there's no wine at the party. Praise God. This is a party that has no life. Praise God, hallelujah. This is an example of why we should not, amen, envy other people and envy other people's lives from the outside looking in. Because from the outside looking in, you see them dance. You hear the music. You see the food. You see the people. But you don't realize until you get into the doors that there's no wine. There's no alcohol. Hallelujah. This is a dead party. Whenever the alcohol was out at the party, you left and went to another party. Praise God. Because the party was over, but the alcohol, hallelujah, was no longer, hallelujah, at the party. Praise God. Can somebody please, mute your phone. Please, mute your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. And so there was no wine at this party, so the party had no life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My time has not yet come. Praise God. Amen.
Wow.
In other words, this wasn't supposed to be a miracle moment. Hallelujah. I was invited. You don't understand. I was invited into this situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not time to perform miracles. This is supposed to be a part. Hallelujah, praise God. Everybody, look happy. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. But they ain't happy because they ain't no wine at this part. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. They ran out. Watch this. Why did they run out? Because the people at the party used it up. Hallelujah. I want you to start looking at this party like your life. Hallelujah. You have invited God into your life, but you have invited him in after everybody else has used, hallelujah, up the life that you have. Hallelujah. They've used up your joy. They've used up your happiness. They've used up your finances. Hallelujah. They've used you up, and now you invite God. And the thing is, it looked like you got it all together. And you invite God into a situation that has no life. Hallelujah. A situation that has no life. There's no life in your party. It looks like it is, but it ain't. And the mother, watch this, verse 5 to me is one of the most, if not the most powerful scripture in the Bible. It says, his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to say that again. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus' mother is speaking to us through the scripture, telling us today, whatever it is, hallelujah, that Jesus asked you to do, hallelujah, to fix the absence of life in your situation, you need to do. Praise God, hallelujah. Whatsoever means God could ask you to do anything. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Whatsoever means God can say anything. Praise God. But whatsoever he tells you to do, you need to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I want to show you something. And then it says, and there were six water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing two or three more persons of people. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them to the brim. Praise God. I gotta stop right there. They filled the water pots with water. Now, just reading it, it sounds so easy. Hallelujah. Okay, they just got the pots, and they filled them up with water. What's the big deal, Elder? The big deal, hallelujah, you got to take yourself back about 2,000 years. There was no running water. There were no water hoses. Praise God. Hallelujah. The way they had to fill those buckets, those pots up, they either had to go to the river or they had to go to the well. And they had to go back and forth packing water to fill up these water pots. Y'all don't hear me. Praise God. They had to go back and forth packing water. Hallelujah. Trying to get wine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody ain't catching it. They had to go back and forth packing this water. Hallelujah. Trying to get wine. This was not an easy task to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they filled them to the brim. They went back and forth. Hallelujah. Back and forth. Hallelujah. Back and forth with water. Hallelujah. Amen. And might I add, the water has not turned to wine yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is the water? Hallelujah. The water is the opposite of the wine. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what's the opposite of the wine in your life? Lord, I'm asking for happiness, but all I keep getting is sad. Lord, I keep asking for joy, but I keep getting pain. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I keep asking for healing, but I keep getting sick. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I keep asking for a blessing, and it seems like I keep getting cursed. Hallelujah, praise God. But the Lord told me to tell you tonight that things are not what they seem. That water looks like water. That sadness looks like sad. That depression looks like depression. Hallelujah, praise God. But if you follow my instructions, Hallelujah, praise God. See, this is the problem. A lot of us don't, we begin to follow God's instruction, but we don't complete it. Hallelujah, I'm going to say that again. We begin to start God's instruction, but we don't complete it. If they would have stopped at the fifth time, they would have never had no wine. Praise God, hallelujah. But they finished God's instruction. Somebody could have said, this don't make sense. Hallelujah, praise God. We need wine. Hallelujah, that's what we out of. We out of wine. But this man's telling us we got to go get water. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going back and forth with this person. I'm going back and forth with this job.
Yes,
I'm going back and forth with this ministry. I'm going back and forth with this child. I'm going back and forth with these friends. I keep going back and forth. And it's still water. The Lord say, you have not finished the day. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, let's read the next verse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me double back and say, Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And bear the governor of the feast. And they bear it. I got to go to the Lord's place, go back to the brim. They filled it up to the top. Hallelujah. They filled those pots up till they couldn't take no more. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The Lord said, you got to work with that water till they can't take no more, till it's almost over. Hallelujah. Praise God. But after the overflow, the Lord say, hallelujah, expect them. Lord, have mercy, praise God. You don't hear me? It's going to be an instant change. Hallelujah. Overnight.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. As soon as they finish the task, the Lord said, draw it. Go pull the governor a cup of that wine. Hallelujah. Praise God. And watch this. It says, when the ruler of the people had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not if it was, He drunk the wine. They gave him the wine. He began to drink it, but he didn't know what it was or where it came from. Lord, have mercy, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, but the servants which drew the water knew. Oh, Lord. Only the people that's closest to you that's going to be working with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Don't know what you came from. Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Why? Because you
Hallelujah.
Guys don't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah, praise God. I got to remind you real quick. Do you remember the three Hebrew boys? Hallelujah, praise God. They went into a fiery furnace, and the Bible says when they came
yes,
up,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Like fire, they did not smell like smoke. It did not look like they had even been through a fire. Hallelujah. They've been through hell, but they didn't look like they've been through hell. They came out looking better than they did when they went in. Somebody, Lord have mercy, somebody out there, you about to come out looking better, hallelujah, than you did when you went in, because God is about to restore what everybody else has taken from you. Hallelujah. They have sucked the joy out of you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. They have sucked the happiness out of you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And they did it happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The people at this wedding didn't have any regrets about drinking all the wine. Hallelujah. They didn't have to pay for it. Hallelujah. It wasn't theirs. It was free. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they drank it happened. Hallelujah. You can use it. Because they know they could. Hallelujah. And keep in mind, watch this. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this. If these people ask so well, these people are not so interested. I'm going to say that again. If these people are at your wedding, these people are not your enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are your friends and family members that have sucked you dry. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Wow.
But Jesus said, hallelujah, amen, is just follow my instructions. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to take a little while. Your arms might get a little sore going back and forth packing those buttons. But in the end, hallelujah, praise God. Watch this. In the end, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning, go set forth good wine. Hallelujah. And when men have well drunk, then that is which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Hallelujah. Let me translate. When I first meet people, they give me their best impression. Hallelujah. Amen. They give me their best deal. But then after I get to know them, hallelujah, they bring out their worst time. Hallelujah. Praise God. But with you, it seems like you got better. Lord, have mercy, praise. You a better person than you were.
Come on,
with
that.
Hallelujah, praise God. I thought you was blessed when I missed you. Hallelujah, but you more blessed than I thought you was. I thought you was anointed when I met you. Praise God, but you more anointed than I thought you was. Most people put on a front. Hallelujah, praise God, but you better than the front. Oh, Lord, have mercy, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You wasn't putting on the front. You was actually downplaying. In their opinion, they're going to be like, you was downplaying yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. You had no money than you could. Hallelujah. Your marriage was better than you was acting. Your kids was better than you was put on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Your ministry is bigger than you say. Hallelujah. You moving up in that job. Hallelujah. Praise God. You put on the front. You downplayed yourself to me. You better than you are when I met you. Hallelujah. And don't nobody but the people that served you. Oh, my God. I'm not talking about the people that work for you. The people that served you. The people that helped you. Hallelujah. Amen. Fill up those pots. Hallelujah. What? The bridegroom didn't fill up those pots himself. Y'all don't hear me. Praise God.
Thank
the bridegroom did not fill
Thank
up those pots.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. His servants. Who served? I'm not talking about people that work for you. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm not talking about people that work for you. I'm not talking about people that's under you. I'm talking about people, hallelujah, around you who are motivated, hallelujah, to help you. Praise God. And they're listening to God even if you're not. Hallelujah, praise God. But in the end, hallelujah, they're going to go to you and say, you look better. Hallelujah. Then you did when I met you. Hallelujah. What did you do? Did you dye your hair? Did you change clothes? I don't know what it is about you, but you done got better. Most people get worse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Most people
don't move to get out of that.
Hallelujah. Most people act like they don't argue, and then you come to find out they do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You came to me arguing, and it turns out y'all don't. I don't know what's going on. Somebody lying. I'm confused. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this, verse 10. And said unto him, every man at the beginning, don't set good wine. And when men are well drunk, then that is which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now. Verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. This is the beginning of the miracles Jesus performed. Hallelujah. Praise God. He restored life. Hallelujah. Back into this youth. Praise God. That was the first miracle he performed. He restored life. He didn't restore a car. He didn't give you a house. He didn't put no money in their pocket. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't heal nobody. He restored life back into this youth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, God wants to restore life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Back into your situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to restore life. That's why he wants, you got to understand, hallelujah. Some people be like, Elder, you just want Jesus to drink wine. Jesus did drink wine. That was not, that's not a negotiation. It's in the scripture. Praise God, hallelujah. But you got to know what it represents. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you got to know what it represents, praise God. Hallelujah, Elder, if Jesus drank wine, how come I can't? Maybe Jesus could hold his liquor and you can't. Hallelujah. Can I tell you just straight up like that? Praise God. Maybe Jesus could hold his liquor and you. Let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it out. If your right eye causes you to sin, cut it out. If you was born with your right hand, causes you to sin, and God says it causes you to sin, cut it off. Hallelujah. If that wine causes you to sin, you need to cut it off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything that interferes, hallelujah, or gets in the way of God, you got to cut it off. It ain't about drinking the wine, hallelujah. It's about God restoring the life back into your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got people fooled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord say amen. We got people looking at the situation thinking, I see the wine. I mean, I see the people dancing. I see the people eating. Hallelujah. And I hear the music. They party off the chain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you just don't know. They ain't got no wine. They bored. Sitting around trying to figure out what to do. Hallelujah. You know how it was when you was at the party. There wasn't no look at the party. You boys trying to sit around. How we going to do? We got to do something to gas this up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then somebody come out with something stupid with some drugs, and it'll get all crazy. All because you ran out of wine. Hallelujah. Well, God wants to restore that life tonight. Whatever the Lord got you working with, the Lord say, fill it to the brim. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Man, fill it up till it can't take no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Only the people closest to you don't know. Hallelujah, praise God, about your attitude problem that you got. Hallelujah, amen. You know, we all know our own issues, praise God. And your friends around you, the people around you know your issues too. Praise God, hallelujah. But other people going to look at you and say, they're going to think you were like Samuel, like you was born in the church. Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woman of God out there, they gonna think you was always in the church. They ain't gonna know about your background, man of God. They ain't gonna know what you used to do. They ain't gonna see anything. And when you tell them about it, they ain't gonna believe you. Stop lying. Hallelujah. You ain't never hustled out there on them streets. Stop lying. Hallelujah. You've been with that one man probably your whole life. Y'all was probably a virgin when y'all got together. Stop lying. Hallelujah. You ain't never did no drugs or smoked no weed or drunk no alcohol. Stop lying. Because you don't look like Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Restoration on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
We're restoring people on tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. He said if you just think you follow his steps, hallelujah, he's going to restore you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Word of restoration, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that we take this word with us and we practice this word, Lord, hallelujah, that we work with this walk, that we fill those pots in our lives to the brim. Hallelujah, praise God. And, Lord, we thank you that we won't look like what we've been through. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to look better. And Lord, we praise you for it. We magnify you for it. We lift you up for it.
Yes,
you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be lifted up. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray these things. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
somebody ought to bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. restoration.
What
you had before, but for what better than what you had before. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Better than what you had before. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Lord.
We
thank
want
you, all
Lord. The lines. Praise God. If you have a testimony, praise God, a prayer request, or a comment at this time, the phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I was trying to give somebody a chance, hallelujah, glory to God, to say something, amen. But brother, that was an awesome word that the Holy Spirit God gave you, man of God, hallelujah. I tell you, I have never seen it like that before, glory to God. I thank God, amen, for that revelation knowledge that he had put in you concerning that particular scripture, amen. The thing that got me in the text was how they didn't know that what they was drinking was the foot washing water that they used to wash the disciples' feet.
Mm.
Now they was actually, he took the tongue to him, hallelujah,
oh,
and turned it into wine. And see, that's what the Holy Ghost was saying through you. They didn't know where it came from. They just knew that it was good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it was so good that they said, wait a minute. You were saying that this, they bring this out first. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then it went till you get all drunk, and then they give you that old stuff they want you to have that you don't know that it ain't good for you. But you had to mess around and say the best wine for last. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
See, when I got out of the text when you were speaking and the Holy Ghost of God was speaking through you, he said, they're going to be drinking your wine and not knowing that I took the dirt, hallelujah, that was on you, glory to God. When you washed your feet, when I washed your clothing, glory to God, I took that water and I turned it around and turned it into the wine that is the anointing of God that's in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah. And so I praise God tonight, Elder, because, amen, if some of the people knew the thing that God, amen, had to wash off and say, God, you might want to run out the door, glory to God. But God, hallelujah.
Come on now.
That's why he didn't tell us everything, glory to God. He said, just I drink it. Yeah, it's good. And it's good for you. Drink the wine, glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't even know where it came from. Hallelujah. Just know that it's anointed and appointed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I praise God over tonight how he could take foot washing water and turn it into the best wine we've ever tasted. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Man. Enjoy that, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. All glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. Praise God. Hallelujah. For everybody, amen, that called in, everybody that tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe we will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I got to get with Mother Alberta about that. Praise God. And I believe we will be back on tomorrow night with another word from the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And this revival just won't stop. Hallelujah. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Hallelujah, because it just won't stop. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If don't forget to, like we always say, don't forget to sow your seed, praise God. Get it in the ground. Hallelujah. Get ready for your harvest.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. We thank God, amen, for everybody that joined us on today. Amen. I wanna turn it back over to the hands of the apostle at this time and have us pray us out on tonight. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Come on and give God a praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. What an awesome word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank him. Amen. For what he is doing in this hour. Man, amen. And please do not forget to sow your seeds, hallelujah, and so you can reap your harvest. Somebody say harvest, hallelujah.
Harvest.
God has a harvest on his mind concerning you, hallelujah. And all we got to do is be obedient, glory to God, and watch God move, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many are thankful for that word tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
That was an awesome word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are our hearts clear right now? Is there anybody anyone want to say right now? Glory to God. While the Spirit of God is still moving? If not, amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory tonight. We give you honor and adoration, God. We thank you for your word tonight, God. Lord, help us to take that word to heart, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're turning our water into wine, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. And we get it on court. Continue to bless, oh God. Continue to anoint, God. And continue to strengthen, my dear brother, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, continue to bring out the gift that you put in him, God. Hallelujah. Continue to take him, God, to higher heights and deeper depth, God, and the greater dimensions, God, in you. We thank you and we praise your holy name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that there's none like you. And we bless your name tonight, Lord, for what you have spoken, oh God. Let us not only be a hearer, but Lord, let us be a doer of your word. And we will give your name the praise and the glory. We magnify you, Lord, and we love you, God. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing in our life. Continue to revive us, O God, that we may walk in your purpose and divine plan that you have for our life. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you that the enemy is going to ask to you. And we thank you, Lord, that there is no defeat in you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And that's sure how much you say we pray. Amen. Somebody shout to the Lord with a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the name. Beloved, God is about to turn your water into wine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And the more dirty it is, the better it's going to taste. See, what the enemy meant for bad is working for my good. Come on here, somebody. It's working for your good. Come on here, beloved. Hallelujah. You don't want to hear in my spirit? You don't want to hear in my spirit? All things are working for my good. Hallelujah. And that's what the Lord saying to us tonight. All things are working for your good. 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 His love is working for your good. I don't care what the enemy said. I don't care what nobody is saying. God said it's all good. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that God can't lie? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the thing about it is that don't nobody know that you and God, what kind of water it is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And those who are close to you know. Come on here, somebody. Come on, you've got another shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are all minds and hearts clear?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, beloved, amen. Until we meet tomorrow night, same time, same station. I love y'all. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell everybody that neighbor. I love you.
Neighbor. I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We'll see each other back here tomorrow night. Peace and blessings to all.
Amen. I'm going to put a hand on y'all. Amen, Apostle. I'm going to drop this new one on you. It's called Be Well.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them. Mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan. I won't deviate. I just wanna be successful. I'm on my drape. For the world to see, all eyes on me, I declare and decree, I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware Pharisees,
with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous but they can. Holy seeds have to pick for bread.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you. Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say? I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy
seeds have to beg for bread.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
When we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Cause